Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. Continuing the Mishnah Yomi with the second perek of Kilayim. The first perek we mentioned some items, including animals, plants, trees that are or are not Kilayim Zebezeh, and mentioned grafting. At the end, we talked about seeds. So the first Mishnah, the second perek, reads Kol Seya, any Seya, and this Seya is actually an amount of seeds, and a Seya is the amount of seeds that you need to plant what's called a base seya, or a bait seya, which is a standard-sized plot of land, 50 by 50 amas. So this base seya requires a seya of seeds, specifically when we're planting grains. And this seya is 6 kav. So you need 6 kav of seeds to plant a seya worth of land. So here he's got his box full of seeds, and he's about to plant his seya. But here he's got a problem because there's some other seeds mixed in. So the Mishnah says, Kol seya sheyesh ba rova b'min acher. So it contains a rova kav, a quarter kav. A quarter kav is 6 eggs worth. So it's a quarter kav out of 6 kav. So it's 1/24 of the total is something else. So for instance, most of his seya is wheat, but he's got a quarter kav. He's got 6 eggs worth of barley in this seya. You might. So the first opinion is he has to reduce it. So either he takes out some of those barley seeds or he adds in more wheat seeds. The Bartner says they become butl. Now this is sounds a little bizarre because isn't that kilayim? Don't we know if we planted 2 wheat seeds and 1 barley seed that that's kilayim according to the Tanna Kamma of the last Mishnah we just had yesterday? So what's going on here is there's a bit of a kula if you just have your box of seeds and you're just going to plant, that you're not intending to plant kilayim. You don't want kilayim. In fact, you'd rather the kilayim not be there because then you're going to have to go back later and rip them out. You're going to have to weed them out and it's going to be extra work for you if kilayim come in. But because seeds, just the seeds you're going to plant, commonly do get mixed up. They're tiny, they're itty-bitty, they're going around everywhere. You've got different baskets or barrels in your barn or your shed, and they get mixed up and things get spilled and poured, that it was normal and accepted if there's a little bit of some seeds that fell in to your seya that you're about to plant, because you're not intending to plant kilayim rabosai, so it wouldn't be an iser deraisa because you're not intending for any kilayim to come up. So because a little bit of some other seeds fell in, you're allowed to remove them. And they say yamayet, the Tanna Kamma here in the Mishnah holds, you reduce the barley or you add to the wheat, and he says they're going to be butl. Now what do you mean butl? If it's less than 1/24, this shows you're really not trying to get kilayim. Now of course when they grow, you're going to go rip them out later. But if you're planting seeds and it's 1/24 is something else, obviously the guy's not trying to make kilayim, or he'd add more of the barley. He would have like half wheat, half barley or something else. But to have 1/24, it's a small amount. So when it comes up, it's like it's butl and he'll take care of it later. So we're not going to make him go to the trouble of sorting every single seed out. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yavor. Rabbi Yossi says he does have to remove. Once you've started removing, once the barley seeds were more than 1/24 of the seya, and you start taking some out in order to reduce that fraction and have it be less than 1/24, so it'll be considered butl and it won't be a problem. You know, it'll be considered butl and seeds. You'll still take care of it later. So he says, Yavor, remove everything. And this is familiar if it's a few weeks before Pesach, a week before Pesach, and you're Sfardi and you hold by eating rice, is that we actually look at each grain of rice individually to make sure there's no wheat or something else attached to it that will become chametz. So every grain of rice gets triple checked one by one, and it is extremely time consuming. So what Rabbi Yossi is saying is you'd have to go through all your seeds and pull out every single piece of barley or every single piece of the non-seya that you want, whatever is not the seya that you're trying to plant, every single piece. That'd be very time consuming. But that's only if the box you're planting from, the seya you're planting from, has more than 1/24 of something else. Mishnah continues, Bein mimin echad mei mishnei minim. And this applies whether there's one foreign species, like just wheat and barley, or if it's wheat, barley, and something else. There's something else there. You'd go ahead and take it out. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo amar ole mimin echad. Rabbi Shimon says, only when the 1/24 or greater is from one species, then it's significant. But if you had mostly wheat and a little bit of barley and a little bit of something else, it wouldn't be significant. Rabbi Shimon, we have a similar case by Isser Beheter in Yeridea. If he's cooking you're cooking a pot of kosher soup, and a little bit of treif falls in. Okay, if it's less than 1/60th, and it fell in by accident, not on purpose, it's bottled. What if two different pieces of treif fell in? Well, you got a problem here, you know? But actually, they could be mevatel each other, strangely enough. So that's what Rabbi Shimon's hinting at that sugi in Yeridea. It's a whole tzarchin over there. Chachamim omrim, the sages say, kol shuk hilayim basa mitzarf l'rova. They say any other species combines to this rova, to this 1/4 of a kav, which is 1/24 of the total. So even if you had 10 different other species besides your wheat and your seya, but they were more than 1/24, you'd have to go ahead and take care of that. Mishnah Beis explains, b'mei dvar memorim. When are these words said? When do we apply Mishnah? Aleph, tevua betevua. Wheat seeds among wheat seeds. That's when the proportion is 1/24, because wheat seeds, you need a seya for a base seya, or kitnis bekitnis, or kitniot seeds, you know, legumes, beans, green beans, peas, with other kitniot seeds, because the seeds are in the same measure. Tevua bekitnit, kitni betevua. And those two, we need a seya amount of seeds, 6 kav, 24 quarter kav, 6 kav, to plant a seya, whether it's kitniot or it's wheat. Be'emet amro zorai gina shenachalin, and truly they said garden seeds, you understand, like tomatoes or peppers or cucumbers, things that are vegetables that you plant in the gina, in the gan, in the garden. So zorai gina, these garden seeds, shenar nechalin, you don't really eat tomato seeds. Mitzdarfin echad me'esim varba benofil lebeit seya. They combine into the 1/24th in a beit seya. So you've had some vegetable seeds in your seya of wheat seeds that you want to plant. These vegetable seeds all combine together to be one item within that 1/24th, that if you have 1/24th of it, you've got to get rid of it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Keshem she'amu l'hachmer, kachamer l'hokil. Shimon says, points out these vegetable seeds, when we're talking about vegetables, they grow bigger. You know, one vegetable plant, one tomato plant is bigger than one wheat plant, one stalk of wheat from one seed. So even if your wheat, if your vegetable seeds are less than 1/24th, what you might get as a finished product when these seeds take root and sprout is you might have more than 1/24th vegetables, which would be an issue. So really, you need to have even less than 1/24th when it comes to vegetable seeds. You need a smaller amount. But Rabbi Shimon says, that's a chumrah by vegetable seeds. You have to reduce it even further than wheat to wheat or kitniot to wheat. But he says there's also a kula. And his example is a pishtan betvua. The flax seeds among tevua, mitztorefet echad me'esrim varba nofa betzea. He says that's also when it's 1/24th of the final product. But by flax, pishtan, flax, the Mefarshim point out, you need 3 times the amount of seeds to get the same cover the same amount of area. So you would need to plant 3 seya, which is 18 kav of flax, where you would plant 1 seya, 6 kav of wheat. So you need a lot of flax seeds to kind of cause a noticeable result in your wheat field. So you can be makel, and basically if you had 3/24ths or 1/8 up to that amount of flax seeds, wouldn't be this kind of seed kilayim with your wheat seeds, because you need a lot more flax seeds to cover the same area and be noticeable. So you'd have to reduce them further than that, unlike the vegetable seeds where they take up more area after you plant them, and you'd have to reduce them even less than 1/24th. Shkoyach Rabosai.